I'm a little bit worried. Basically, yesterday was good. My new phone, love it. I really do love it. It's a gorgeous phone. The only problem is, I have no signal. Now, when I went into 3, the guy was very nice. And he was like, oh yes, you've got excellent coverage. And I'm like, well, I spoke to my neighbour. And she used 3. And she was saying she could never get a signal. And I'm like, well, you know, can you double check for me? Because obviously I'm very worried that I'm not going to have a signal, you know. So he checked. He said, oh yes, you've got excellent coverage. Me, great. Phone, please. So I signed up for the phone. It's a 24-month contract. And I've signed up for one of those MiFi things as well, because I honestly thought it was going to be awesome. So I got back home, play with the phone, love it. And I noticed that the signal's not particularly strong. And then I noticed that actually it was, but it was 5 bars, and it was actually 5 roaming bars, which doesn't mean anything. I had to check the manual and then ask Rose, and she explained that that's it looking for a signal. It's a bit odd that it looks for a signal with 5 bars and there's not actually 5 bars there. Anyway, I can't make phone calls. I tried to make one, which has probably damned my soul to eternity. And I didn't even realize it connected. So, I'm a bit concerned. I'm going to try and take the phone back tomorrow, because I'm not happy with the fact I can't get any coverage. And I was having a look at the BBC Watchdog website. Turns out I'm not the only one. I didn't realise. I assumed these projections were accurate, but it seems like they're more just guesstimates or kind of, you know, future plans or something like that. But I can't have excellent coverage in... I'm not even getting signal outdoors. And of course I didn't realise this, because, I mean, you've got to squint at the little thing. And I didn't notice it. It's like, where's the bar thing? Oh, I haven't got any. But yeah, I'm getting between 0 and like 0.5 bar on average. It's never even gone up to 2. So I can't make phone calls. And I'm really, really, really worried they're not going to let me get the phone back. Because basically, I rang them up and said, look, I'm not happy, I want to bring the phone back. It doesn't work. It's not receiving a signal, indoors or outdoors, despite the coverage being excellent. So the guy rings me back 5 minutes later and goes, oh yes, there's a fault with your mast. I'm like, well, my other phones are working okay. I put my SIM back on my O2 one by this point. O2's working okay, Vodafone's working okay. It's just 3 basically. And I don't believe that it is a mast problem. Even then the guy was like, we can't fix it until Monday. And I'm sitting there thinking, if your mast is down, you get someone out. And what I think actually means is, they don't have an only mask, they're roaming them off other people. And now I feel missold, but I'm really, really, really worried that they are going to not let me out. And the thing is, they never actually explained the returns policy to me. I think there's something on a piece of paper on the desk that explained it, but being a VIP, I tried to read it and I couldn't see it, so I'm not sure if it was an offer sheet or something like that. So I'm just going to go back, and I'm really quite worried that I'm going to be stuck in this contract. Because this is the thing, I'm on the guide dogs list, right? And that's my point of contact, my mobile phone, because I'm out and about and doing things and everything else. So, you know, it really concerns me that if a dog comes up, it's like a slightly less dramatic version of the heart transplant list, essentially. And I'm really sort of worried that, you know, I'm going to be stuck in this contract with a phone I can't use. You expect to have... be able to make phone calls at home, right? Just to check. Yeah, so I'm kind of like, the phones go back, basically. I don't care, I am going to make it go back. There must be a cooling off period. Parental Union is going to help me by checking the very small print. But I'm just a bit concerned. Any advice would be appreciated. Help.